Outside the Pizza Box is an independent production and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of this station, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
And welcome back to another edition Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here. If you turned your dial far enough left, you'll run into Devil Radio 92.7 FM. And if you go compete with that far right stuff, you can go 1580 AM. Sometimes the range is, you know, well, we get stronger at this station. At Devil Radio, we're going to get stronger because we have to, really. Jason, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Pizza Box, how are you?
This is the edition, the first Outside the Pizza Box edition post-vaccination.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, got the Johnson & Johnson. And when you're from Stoughton, Wisconsin, you know, Johnson & Johnson fits right in. So I wouldn't have had it any other way. One shot, that's all. Kind of like the, you know, just get it over with and wait the 2 weeks out, you know. Saw some funny lines that friends put on my Facebook, you know, don't go licking any doorknobs for a couple weeks yet, you know. I'm like, you guys are funny. But yeah, I'm telling you, I feel like relief because I had one scheduled for 4:23. And when this opportunity came up, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll jump the fence. I didn't jump the line. I jumped the fence. Sometimes, you know, they needed somebody to fill that spot. So I took it. They were just happy as I was. And I'm guessing that when you know, you work in the field of science and medicine, you know, you kind of want to see everybody get vaccinated. Still seeing enough people out there, you know, hemming and hawing. And I'm like, well, you know, I protected you from polio and measles back in the 60s, man. So thank me for that and thank me for this, you know. And going to keep wearing the mask, you know. Well, it doesn't work, you know. Yeah, that's why there's not as much cold and flu going around.
That's the thing. I was talking to a coworker, you know, recently, and we talked about all this whole situation. And I said, you know what? I didn't mind not getting sick this whole winter because of the increased hygiene practices and people wearing masks. I'm like, I'm gonna wear a mask to try to, you know. And again, of course, you wearing a mask means that you care about others. Other people wearing the mask, they're protecting you primarily. The mask does some protection for yourself, but I'm gonna keep wearing masks every winter from now on because I don't feel like getting sick if I can avoid it.
And a lot of people are washing their hands for the first time.
Hey, all right.
So you add all that up in, and that, yeah, that explains it. It's not, you know, God's finger, you know, rolling around deciding who's going to get it and who ain't. It's people that make the decisions. I think we've proven, you know, that man is the dumbest animal that inhabits the planet by far. Seriously. I mean,
oh man,
we're the pandemic, but today
I got one quick follow-up on your vaccine stuff. You know, we talked in Let's Get Local, we got to get an update from Thad Schumacher, Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. I mean, there are great efforts being made right now for people trying to get the vaccine to people. So look at the online resources and sign up directly through pharmacies, through the Public Health Madison-Dane County website. I mean, just go do it because they're people. They want to give you, like Pizza Box, like you said, they want to give you the shot. They want to. So sign up and go get it.
And I wanted to take it, you know, and I remember, you know, my first reaction when, you know, they're talking about a vaccine and I'm like, oh man, here we go, you know, and I thought the same thing about the flu. Maybe I, you know, just thought that I wasn't going to be sick enough to die if I got it, but then I got cancer and then COVID came around and I'm like, oh, we're doing the flu vaccine and pneumonia. And look, I know there's sometimes side effects, you know, and let's look at this. How many people have died after receiving, you know, their vaccination, right? Versus how many people have died that never even got a chance to get vaccinated against this horrible disease. But, you know, I'm the mental disease, mental illness in this leadership in our country, you know, and we've talked about obstruction, you know, from Republicans, but today I got to talk about, you know, obstruction from Democrats. And I mean, where else would you start besides Joe Manchin right now, the Lieberman of our time, right? And it is frustrating because it's like, you know, I didn't like his policy or the policies that he's supported in the past, being a Clintonista or Obamaite or whatever you want to call these people that are loyal to the letter next to whatever party they want to be affiliated with. And that's why I can't stand it anymore. And I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, somebody that still has a little bit of brain activity, I guess. But it is frustrating to watch how Joe Manchin, you know, describes it too. You know, he was a month or two ago, he's talking about, well, I want people to understand how I feel about it. You know what, Joe, it's not your job for us to care about how you feel about something. It's your job to care about how we, the people, feel about something. And you're obstructing progress, okay? So it really makes me mad because I look at the Republicans and they try and get people's support to vote for them through, like, hatred and anger, right?
And fear.
Well, I think the Democrats are the ones that are guilty of using the spineless fear kind of thing. You know, like, oh, but if we try to go too far, you know, we'll lose everything, right? So nobody ever talks about that. I mean, you got to go back to, wow, you know, 2015, country's upset, right? There's a movement going on, and it's about social issues, right? You know, racial injustice, income inequality, the fact that our planet is, you know, really suffering from man's behavior and climate activity, right? People still want to pretend like, I mean, they'll watch a sci-fi and believe in that over something that's actually proven by science. I keep pointing out to people, you know, during your final exam, who did you sit next to? You know, Dr. Fauci or Republican legislator? I mean, because, well, it depends, you know. If it's all about misleading people, then you probably, you know. But, and I got to tell you, I went to UW-Whitewater, and just the load of Republican stench that comes out of there, you know, And I figured it out after I was there for a little while, you know, when everybody was cheering for Reagan, and I'm going, no. And they're watching soap operas in the lobby instead of the Cubs in the male's dorm. I'm like, yeah, these guys are like, I don't know. I really, you know, it's hard to understand, but not really after watching it for like really getting into it. And what happens is when you decide to stand up and you've had enough, which I did back in 2011, and I decided that's enough of this attack on, you know, working class people and people of color and women and people that, you know, have different gender identifications or sexual preference or whatever, you know. And I'm like, man, you know, look at Matt Gaetz, you know. look at Donald Trump. Yeah. Look at, yes, there are Democrats too. See, that's what I'm trying to say. There's like these divides within the party which make... You know, that's where the parties don't differ, is the fact that you've got leadership that's controlled by outside interests, mainly big money, fossil fuel, pharmaceutical stuff, the same stuff that people, you know, get into that pharmaceutical stuff, and you got these clowns out there talking about how Gates is doing this, and, you know, you're going to get a chip in you, and, you know, whatever, man. You got a chip in your phone, and you got a chip in your car, and you got, you know, I think they already got a chip in your brain, dude, if you're worried about it. Because, you know, if I'm disappointed that if you think about, you know, when you could have been a criminal, I could have been a good one in the, like, late 60s and 70s. And maybe even into the 80s, you know, just a spree of crime. Hopefully not violent, right? But in order to get away with that today... I mean, you almost got to be inside the system to be able to cover it up, right? Okay, so anyway, let's get back to what I was saying, the obstruction. And to watch, the, you know, and it's not just, you know, it's not just Manchin and Sinema. There's, you know, it's the same crowd. You know, you got Tester and, what is it, Montana, and you got several what they call moderate, you know, Democrats that are willing to work with the wrong side of an issue and work with the Republicans, you know? And it's frustrating. Why do people that live there vote against their own best interests? Because they're not well-informed, for one. I mean, I didn't know nearly how bad the Democratic Party was till I started getting involved in Wisconsin and watching how, you know, the politics part of it. It's like, this is why people don't like politicians. This is why people don't pay attention. And, you know, if you were doing like the opposite, if you were like, you know, gung-ho for the people, that's how you really get attention. And that's what happened in 2015. And Bernie Sanders, you know, who's always been on the progressive end, he's an independent that caucuses with the Democrats, because who can caucus with, you know, the carcass side of the, you know, the Republicans are the carcass. And I just feel so bad because we were like really excited. And when I went to rallies, you know, we saw people that were independents, people that were known as, you know, Republican voters that I met through several years of activism and protesting and social media and, you know, not being enemies, but not agreeing on a lot of stuff, but certainly not enemies, you know, respecting each other and kind of liking each other. And they just kind of took that away, you know, and the Democratic Party, the power, you know, and we can go back, you know, 2015, I started getting kicked off social media, but it was from, you know, staunch Democrats that didn't like my opinion and my factual opinions about, you know, the Clinton family being the candidate of choice, because it was clearly not a good choice because people didn't like either candidate. And all you had to do was put out somebody that had the, you know, the pulse of America on policies and issues, right? On climate change, on income inequality. And it got chewed up, you know. So back in 2015, you know, I was looking at people like John Lewis, right? You know, who said, I don't remember Bernie Sanders doing this and doing that. And I was like, dude, that's, how could you do that, man? You know, I mean, I'm fighting more for people that you think you're representing than you are, you know, mainly poor people and people that aren't white. When you come up with nonsense like that to support the candidate that was for $12 an hour, when the other candidate, the people's candidate, was for $15 an hour. Anybody not remember that? I mean, you know, and the attacks that people made against me, you know, like I couldn't take it. First of all, with my last name like that, you know, Dickman, it's like we've heard it all, right? So it's not like, and I'm not afraid of it. I'm proud of it, man. My dad was tougher now. You know, he's like 65 years old, and I wasn't going to try and get out the back door if he was standing there telling me he wasn't going to let me out the back door. Anyway, we'll get back to more of this, and you can call in when we come back, 844-967-2789.